case number, what you get on, right, give me a chance.
One moment.
That's all right, take your time. No worry.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Okay, 10,504.
And this was Janet L. Wilson. This was left open only for the purpose, or tabled, excuse me, for the purpose of the staff to report on the possible subdivision of the adjacent property.
Right, for the staff
it
only.
It has been subdivided.
Okay.
Pass it down.
there's
a 50-foot easement for the access to lot 3. And you'll just pass it down and you can see. This is the garage, whole building. One time he owned all of this.
Uh-huh.
He has subdivided into 3 lots.
Gotcha.
I think the opposition's concern was that he too may need.
No. He was in opposition that the concrete floor was poured months before the garage was constructed and that her lot lines are clearly marked and that he owns the property to the side and rear of the applicant.
Right. But he has some chicken houses, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You'll see it on the...
Mm-hmm. And he didn't want it to affect the use on his property. And uses on his property. But he doesn't need a variance, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't want it to have an adverse effect on his property.
On his property. Absolutely.
And does he, how did he get, Lot 3 doesn't have any road frontage.
No, but he went through the process with the
subdivision.
Mm-hmm. It's he's gone through the process,
right.
And it has been approved.
Okay.
And the easement.
I think and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his concern was this affecting his process.
I'm assuming.
I thought he had concern of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we, regardless if we prove or deny it, Delmarva Polgar is the builder, and they need to be sent a letter.
And I think they already have been.
Okay. Okay. And is there any further discussion on the case?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Sir. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further discussion, if the board is ready, we'll vote. We'll vote on the case.
Is everybody else okay with it?
Yeah. Yep, seems to be. Everybody's okay. Yep.
I don't, you know, the subdivision, I think, has created some uniqueness and made it difficult to develop in strict conformity. I don't think it alters the central character of the neighborhood. I want to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,504.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,504. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, case number 10,508.
This is Albert J. and Patricia Reidinger, I think that's how you say their name.
Yeah. That's right.
This one was left open to give you the